We're back on Mugs in the Morning. Pleased now to be joined by the executive director of the Connection Homeless Shelter here in North Platte. Ashley Lewis is with us. How are you today, Ashley?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Saw you collected $11,000 from the Giving Day yesterday. Many people donating, and you were telling me just a moment ago your goal was $10,000, so you exceeded that. I'm sure you're pretty happy about that.
Absolutely. It's wonderful. We're definitely grateful for the community support. It really makes a difference.
All the nonprofits, and I saw that right now the preliminary totals are standing at about $327,000. So that's great. People, you know, if you make people aware of needs, generally what I've learned is they're very generous.
Absolutely. People are great, and they try to make a difference where they can.
You're making a difference, and you've been in this position with the Connection Homeless Shelter for 7.5 years, you were telling me. You get rewards along the way, and then you have days where you're like, what am I doing? You probably feel in over your head at times, too, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very accurate assessment.
Well, feeling good today anyway, and glad to have you. So you wanted to hit on a couple of things, that the couple of, what should we call them, fundraisers you have coming up, or what? How do you classify these things you mentioned?
No, these are projects, so things
projects.
That we're doing okay. At the shelter focused on housing.
Okay.
So we have a HUD-funded program that is a joint transitional housing rapid rehousing program. So This provides the opportunity for in-home case management, as well as housing cost financial assistance for individuals who are experiencing homelessness. The idea behind it is that we can guarantee payments, we can guarantee some assistance with other things to our area landlords. And then we go into the home and we help the clients, you know, learn good tenant skills, learn more life skills, those kind of things, so that when we step out, they are more capable of maintaining that housing. And they also are better tenants. They know, you know, what they're required to do, changing light bulbs, changing fire detector batteries, keeping the unit clean, those kind of things. It's a great opportunity to get people into housing, which is super important. We have data that shows if somebody's in housing, they're more likely to be able to address all of the things that originally brought them to homelessness, which is awesome. And it also, you know, gives some of our area landlords some guarantees of regular rent. You're always going to get paid when they're on our program, and we're going to work really hard with them to ensure that they're able to pay you once we step out. You know, we have some funding that will help if by chance somebody causes some damages in that unit that aren't covered by the security deposit. We can help ensure that you're getting some extra funding to help pay for those damages, because we understand we work with you know, a population that experiences a lot of barriers. Mm-hmm. And so with that comes you know, some potential risk. So we're also trying to make up for that so that we can get our people into quality permanent housing.
Okay, do you partner with somebody on this housing, or, I mean, do you have somebody that connects you with the houses that you put people into then? Or?
We are trying really hard to build relationships with local landlords and property companies. It's really about us going out and trying to find people willing to work with our program, wanting to give people a chance. And so we have some really great partners, but we're always looking for more.
Okay. So, and what's the usually initial contact? What's the timeline usually when you find somebody that needs shelter, and then you take care of the initial getting them off the street or out of their situation type thing?
Yep, they can come into shelter. So with this program, they have to be literally homeless. So they either have to be unsheltered, which is living outside or somewhere not meant for human habitation, or they have to be in a shelter. And then it kind of depends. Right now, nationally, we're experiencing a housing crisis. So finding affordable housing that matches, you know, federally regulated quality standards is difficult for everybody, let alone, you know, people who have criminal histories, rental histories, those kind of things that are not good. So our average stay used to be about 90 days. Now we're looking at closer to 100, 120 for most of our residents. But we can move very quickly. If you have a unit available, we have somebody on the program that fits what you're looking for that unit or fits family size. You know, we can get through the paperwork. We can get through all of the things that we need to do really fast, get them in there, you know, and get those rent payments started, security deposits, all of that.
Do you try to get them a job or get them, a source of income?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. We have requirements at the shelter that those that are able to work do job searches every week and show us proof of that.
I wondered about that.
Yeah, same thing with this program. It is expected if you are able to work that you do. That is just part of how life functions.
You don't have a disability?
We do. We also work with people with disabilities. So with them, we look a lot of income-based housing. We can help in certain ways with that, not as deeply as we can with non-income based, but if they're getting a small amount of disability, we will help them so that they can get it reviewed, see if they qualify for more money. If they're not getting a lot on disability, you can work part-time. We encourage them to do that and work with them to find a job that fits their capabilities. We work really hard to increase income as well as benefits. When you're making minimum wage, you're going to qualify for benefits most likely, so trying to get those set up so that they are more stable, so they have some support in getting their necessities, food and that kind of thing, and can use their income towards their rent.
Yeah, and I think it's great because you're getting them, you're not just taking them off the streets, but you're saying, hey, we're going to help transition you and train you and get you in a place of your own, but it's not like we're plopping you there and leaving you to fend for yourself without the tools to be able to pay rent and have a job and sustain being able to stay in a situation where you're not worried about being back in a homeless situation again, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Sustainability, absolutely. That is our focus. We want you to be able to improve and to get the skills and everything that you need so that once you're in that housing and we step out, it is a continued, placement in that housing or another affordable housing unit. You're not causing damages. You're really stable in your life and improving your overall quality of life. That's what's important.
Yes. And what was the other thing that you wanted to mention too?
We have two big housing projects going on right now. So behind the shelter, we owned a small apartment complex. It was very old and just not functioning anymore. So right now it's being torn down. And we will be placing tiny homes for veterans on that space.
Okay.
It's a partnership with Mid Plains Community College's Ready to Work program at their Ogallala campus. So they're building the tiny homes for us. It's at-risk high school students. Super cool program. So they build the houses for us, and we're going to bring them in and put them on that land. And it's going to be specifically for veterans. And then we're also in the process of starting a 40-unit development on the corner of Francis and Bryan, those streets go through, we'll be building on southwest lot. And super excited about that. So that's 40 units for moderate and low income. It is a low income housing tax credit project. So we applied for funding once we hope to be closed by the middle of August and then groundbreaking either this fall or early next spring.
I imagine it's probably one of the biggest rewards you have is people that are transitioning into a more stable situation, and you see the growth and the learning that takes place and getting them, off the streets and in a situation where they have the tools to be able to sustain that on their own. Obviously, they probably from time to time need encouragement and might need a little boost from time to time, but I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, absolutely. With the 40-unit development and with the tiny homes, the tenants of these units will be offered case management. So if they're struggling, something happened, a medical bill, lost their job, that kind of thing, there will be on-site case managers that they can go to for some guidance, referrals, those kind of things, just to support their stability and make sure that they're able to keep the units that they're renting from us and getting any sort of help that they do need.
So you said that you're hoping by August they'll have these low housing units available, or the tiny homes, or both of those that you mentioned? Or
so the tiny homes, we're getting the land ready right now. We're hoping to have those placed two units. We'll still build them. That's going to be a process.
You'll be adding to it as time passes.
Here with within the next month or two. Okay. And then the 40 unit development, we were actually funded our tax credits on April 11th, which was very exciting. It was earlier than we had anticipated. And so with that comes a closing process that we have to do with our funders. We're hoping to have that completed by mid-August of this year. And then we have some stipulations with funding that we have to have some of it spent down by September 30th of this year. So once we get that done, then we will do our groundbreaking. So if we can get it done and have time this fall, groundbreaking will be this fall. Otherwise, early next spring to start building those.
Okay. Anything else, Ashley, that you wanted to mention while you're here today?
You know, just that we're very excited to bring these housing opportunities to North Platte. We definitely need them, and they're going to be a great addition to our community.
What I mean, something which some people may be wondering, you know, we have a hard time thinking that there's homeless in our communities. There is. Do you have an idea about how many are homeless in the North Platte area?
We serve, like in 2024, we serve 339 people.
Okay.
But there we have a 16.1% poverty rate, which is higher than our state's poverty rate, which means there's a lot of people who are at risk of homelessness. They are a medical procedure, an illness, losing their job, one check away from ending up at a point where they could be homeless. We're also seeing our largest increase in seniors experiencing homelessness for a variety of reasons. That is really difficult as people age. It's very hard. It's a very traumatic experience in general. But being a senior and having to go through what they go through is really hard. So we have a lot of seniors who are really, really close to experiencing homelessness.
Okay. Well, when you haven't experienced that or haven't met anyone that's experienced that, you kind of have to really work hard to put yourself in the shoes, because I can't imagine what that would be like to be like one step away from, having to basically, find a place for shelter and a tent. We hear about the ones on the West Coast. That seems to be, we get stories out there about it. And we don't think of it happening in our own communities where people are actually homeless. We see some transients once in a while, maybe walking around, but we don't really consider it too much. And you work with this every day, so you're doing a great, great work. Appreciate
Thank you.
It, okay?
I appreciate that.
The community appreciates you, too. Ashley, thanks so much. And anytime you want to come in and update us, we're amenable to that. So have a great day, all right?
You too. Thank you.
Ashley Lewis with the Connection Homeless Shelter here in North Platte has been our guest.